It is still true that here in the Pacific Northwest, many of the folks who lead the biggest cities in Oregon and Washington and Idaho have listened to the mob in the streets when it comes to defunding the police. And many of them have not seemed to be all that active about wanting to refund the police. That is, get the money back there, get the officers back on the streets, and try to solve some of the growing crime problems. So when I heard that Washington State Senator Jeff Holey wanted to do that, I said, well, let's get him on and get him to talk about the idea. Senator, welcome to the program.
Hello, Lars. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you as well. What are you going to get? What are you going to do to try to fix this problem, since most of it happened at the local level and you're representing people at the state legislature? Can you play a role? Can the legislature play a role in actually getting cities to start doing law enforcement again?
We at the legislature here created the problem, a lot of it last session with Senate Bill 5051.
Yep.
And I'm trying to plug a bunch of holes that I fought dramatically against last year to keep them happening. More than being a state senator, I'm a career police officer in Spokane. I retired years back after 22 years. So I have a kind of a personal insight into the damage we're causing that nobody in the legislature seemed to care to access or use. So I put together Senate Bill 5841 to attempt to backfill some of the mass exodus of police officers under the new rules of engagement they've created for them that are nonsensical, and attempt to see what we can't do to bring departments at least up to a minimum strength so to be able to operate efficiently.
Okay, is 5841 largely about the funding and not about the changes to the law? Because I've reminded my audience, last year there was a great letter written by, it turns out, my local sheriff in Clark County, Washington, saying, if you pass these crazy changes to the law, here are all the things we are not going to be allowed to do, which is more a problem with the law than it is a problem with funding. So does 5841 concern itself almost exclusively with funding?
No, it actually has to do with two parts of it here. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter what the law says you can or can't do operating as a police officer. If there's no police officers out there to do whatever the law says here, we have an issue. So this starts at the foundation again. Let's go back to the beginnings on this. What do we do to backfill the police officers that have left for other jurisdictions, for other states? For other agencies, all the ones eligible to retire that had all that grand wealth of experience and education that takes 15 to 20 years to acquire, all retired as they're eligible to retire. Lars, quite frankly, we've got 21 Washington cities offering a bonus for officers to either lateral or new hire under their department. That's how dramatic the need has become here. So what 5841 does is two parts. One, it actually creates a... you've got about 25 years ago, 30 years ago, the state paid for a complete police academy for every department that needed an officer here. They sent them through, and it was the state's dime. Since then, about 25% of the cost of the academy has been borne by the local jurisdictions. That's great if you're Spokane or Seattle or Tacoma. If you're Wilbur or if you're Davenport, if you're Colbert, that doesn't work well. You can't afford to keep doing that, especially in other agencies. We'll poach your officers after a couple of years here and bring them into higher-paying jobs. So we're leveling the playing field so people can hire police officers at the smaller agencies without a dramatic cost to that agency. Second part is we've had an absolute absence of police academies available, cycles available here in the last couple of years, to where we have people back, but even the people that we're hiring can't find a slot available in the police academies. Now, we've had up to 17 academies in the last couple of years here. Quite frankly, this will move it up to 25 academies. And the point is you've got a national, a median police officer per 1,000 population of about 2.4. And that includes the very, very large cities on the East Coast.
Right.
The West Coast comparables is about 2.1 per 1,000 here. You've got some of the large cities like Spokane have been operating with anywhere from 1.25 to about 1.8 for the last 40 years. It's about time to bring the averages back up to where they need to be to allow the public the service that the police provide. There's another point to this, too, if you're interested.
I am. I want to know, but I'm curious, when a community says, we're not going to spend money on cops, Is it the job of the state legislature and every other taxpayer in the state to make up the difference? Because I see a danger in that.
We don't make up the difference. What we do is we're providing the opportunity. You can't push a rope on this. You can't compel departments to hire people they don't want. But if they do want to hire, we're allowing the opportunity for them to have academy space and the financing to do so. So it provides the opportunity. It's not at gunpoint.
Okay, fair enough. And then does it make changes to the laws that effectively said to the police, don't chase criminals when they're running from a scene? Don't do this, don't do that. 5051 was a mess because it effectively tied the hands of all those cops. And you're right. You got to have the cops first, but then you have to let them do their jobs. Is anything going to change in that in the current legislature?
Well, Lars, you've heard the term bite of the apple.
Yeah.
Okay, bite of the apple. That's going for the whole apple. That's reversing all the problems that happened last session here. I think a lot of the public pushback, and you're seeing this. I mean, Portland is a good example, where you are. I know what they offer.
Oh, yeah.
$1 bonus for people to come back, and they're not.
And they're not doing it.
Well, case in point, your backyard. But the point is that I think the public is going to see it. The departments will see the damage. The city councils, the county commissioners will see the damage that's being done. And all of a sudden, the pressure will become a nonpartisan issue. It'll become a common sense issue, which I tried to bring to the table last year. I wrote editorials all over the state on this thing, trying to get people's attention as to specifically to 5051. And we had a member that wanted this bill to go through that said that they're going to change the nature of policing in Washington. The person had never been a police officer. I don't think they'd ever had a thing to do with criminal law. I mean, there's some issues out there. And 5051 is dangerous of them by itself because it creates some sort of a social panel with Criminal Justice Training Commission that they handle in one agency. I mean, the power to define officer certification, the choice of who qualifies, the authority to investigate officers from all the departments in the state, an ability to revoke certification from any officer in any department, and all this power is consolidated into the Criminal Justice Training Commission. That was a balance of powers between the civil agencies before here that creates a dangerous precedent, and the officers have some serious issues worrying about the political views of their actions versus a fair call, calling a fair ball game when they have to exercise the authority they have.
Well, let's hope that the legislature gets to its common sense. Senator Holey, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on. That's Senator Jeff Holey, who's sponsoring Senate Bill 5841 to try to get more cities and counties to hire more law enforcement officers. Coming up in a moment, is China Joe Biden doing favors for Beijing? And is that actually good for Americans? We'll get to that and your phone calls and emails. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show on the Radio Northwest.